Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, some of you guys, like I always say around this time, have got like car keys in hand. Like you've got the briefcase packed, you've got your lunch pail, and you're ready to move out. You're already thinking about what's for dinner tonight. Well, let me just tell you something. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with some of the most amazing coffee, can be had at Just Love Coffee Cafe. And I'm not kidding when I say this. Let me see if I can pull the menu up right now. I mean, I just go ahead and just tell you a couple things that are on it. So Hughes Road in Madison, and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, two locations for Just Love Coffee Cafe for way more than just coffee. I mean, yeah, they have coffee. They have the best coffee in town. And they've got, you know, all the gourmet blends aside from just great, you know, the great brews. And they've got just all the great roasting coffees. They've also got, you know, the usual cappuccinos, the macchiatos, the lattes, all those things. And then breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, do you want a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, but it's way beyond the norm? Or do you want one like the breakfast burrito, eggs, cheddar cheese, sausage, peppers, onions, tomatoes, hash browns, sour cream, and salsa all wrapped in a flour tortilla, is what I'm saying. Or the womlet, one of my favorites, eggs, sausage, cheddar cheese, onions, peppers, tomato tots, sprinkle of black pepper, and cooked in a waffle iron. How crazy, but it's good. I've had that one. And then for lunch and dinner, they've got sandwiches and wraps and salads. Listen, you might want to stop there on the way home, pick up something to take with you, or on the way in the morning, pick it up on the way in. Folks, I'm just telling you, Just Love Coffee Cafe, way more than just a cafe. It is a place where you can hang out, use the Wi-Fi, meet friends, but the coffees and the food, they're worth the trip. Just Love Coffee Cafe on Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. So let me wrap up the show by heading into number three on the Triple Dipper. If you have not heard, by the way, I'm not sure why they still let the Fauci out of the bag, but the Fauci's out of the bag again. I keep saying it's sooner or later someone's going to realize he does no good for their positions. Trotting him out there as a spokesperson for all things COVID is not helping the Biden administration at all. At all. At all. Not at all. A little bit? No. Not at all. So USA Today... Yeah, USA Today has a story. I just want to make sure that you're all comfortable with this. As we are in the Thanksgiving week, that Dr. Anthony Fauci has said that it is acceptable, if you've been vaccinated, to enjoy the holidays with your family. Hey, thank you, Dr. Fauci. And that's what he says. Fully vaccinated family members can absolutely enjoy the holidays together inside without wearing masks, despite rising infection rates across most of the nation. I got news. Alabama's doing fine. The recovery has been long, but it has been good. And we are trending in the right direction. Are there spikes in certain places? Sure. But when you've got Dr. Fauci on CNN State of the Union saying, absolutely, that's what I'm going to do with my family, get vaccinated, you can enjoy the holidays very easily. What a load of hogwash. But folks, here's the deal. Triple Dipper number three for the day as we wind up the show is the fact that there have been a number of what I would call body blows to the Biden mandate. We're not done with it yet. We got ways to go yet. The war is going to be ongoing for a bit. But I will tell you this, we have made some gains. And we're making them legislatively, we're making them legally, we're making them just through policy positions being put in place by governors and legislatures. We're making them through business communities that are stepping up and saying, that's enough of this. Mississippi, their emergency order has expired completely just recently. Another case, a federal judge in Rhode Island could rule this week on a request from some healthcare workers to block the state's requirements that people working in the medical profession have to be fully vaccinated. How about the one that I said a minute ago on the Grand Council? The state of Florida went into special session, much like our folks did, except their legislation was requested to be Governor Ivey did not want to do vaccine mandate stuff. She didn't want to do it. She was hoping to do what we talked about a moment ago on the Grand Council. She was hoping to be able to issue a press statement that did nothing. Nothing. She was hoping to issue just some rhetoric and not take any policy action. So she didn't want the legislature to deal with it, but they did anyway. The gaps in this are, I wish the legislature had been, you know, strong enough, had the political will enough to put some teeth into it. Because they didn't in Alabama. Now, is it still of use? Certainly. Is it clarifying things? Yes, it is. Is it streamlining the processes for you to get religious and medical exemptions? Yes. but it has no teeth. But the ones in Florida, however, DeSantis asked for, and he got from the legislature, four bills that he could sign that literally put monetary penalties on employers that do not allow for religious and medical exemptions. Guess what happened immediately? Disney World halted its employee vaccine mandate. One of the largest employers in the state halted its vaccine mandate plans. And they issued a statement. They said, "We believe our approach to mandatory vaccines has been the right one for our cast and members and guests," what they call their staff. And they have a high vaccination rate among their staff, but they need to address legal developments as appropriate. In other words, what happened was they recognized they were stuck between a rock and a hard place. And they chose to go ahead and follow state law because that's where they are. Look at how that works. Well, just so you know, by the way, another body blow was the fact that recently the Fifth Circuit, you may recall, the Fifth Circuit stepped up and said, of the multiple versions of the mandates, the Fifth Circuit immediately enjoined or stopped, put a stop to, at least temporarily, the OSHA version. OSHA version of the mandate is the one where private employers that have 100 employees or more, OSHA comes in. OSHA, the one that makes sure you wear hard hats and don't get up on a ladder without safety devices, that's OSHA. But OSHA is now going to make sure you've got shots because that's their new job. And so OSHA was enjoined by the Fifth Circuit. Well, OSHA has now filed an emergency motion to dissolve the Fifth Circuit stay. They did that just today, I believe. Yeah, today. This morning at 2:28 a.m., by the way. It says that OSHA filed an emergency motion to dissolve the Fifth Circuit stay of OSHA's vaccine mandate, taking three distinct positions. They reasonably conclude that the standard is necessary to address a grave danger, number one. The Fifth Circuit statutory interpretation was flawed, number two. And OSHA also argues there was ample support for its determinations that the balance of equities tips in its favor, number three. You know what that means? That's legal mumbo-jumbo for we think we're right and they're wrong. Let me interpret that for you. I'm a lawyer. I went to law school. All that meant was we think our position was right and theirs is wrong. So they're arguing and asking for the Fifth Circuit to dissolve the stay. But right now, it's still in place. Well, speaking of stays and courts, here's one. So a few days ago, I pointed out here's legally what speaking what happens. In the federal circuits, if you have a multiplicity of cases, all right, I like that word, multiplicity. If you have a multiplicity of cases that all share common causes of action and common sets of facts and circumstances and common basis in law, and they're in various parts of the nation, and the federal courts recognize that it would do an injustice and it would not be in good standing for what they call judicial economy, meaning it'd be a waste of time, then they'll consolidate them, and they'll put them all in one place, so whatever happens, happens for everybody. And it's not like it's different in Georgia than it is in, Washington State. Okay. It was determined that the Sixth Circuit, and they do what they call a ping pong ball kind of thing where they do a lottery, where they choose the number, and the Sixth Circuit is who won. The Sixth Circuit, by the way, is a very conservative court. It's considered by CNN to be a conservative-leaning appeals court because twice as many of their judges were appointed by Republican presidents than those who were appointed by Democrats. Doesn't always mean something, but it means more than nothing. And so I'm looking at it and saying, that's good for us. So all these vaccine mandate OSHA-based cases are now in the Sixth Circuit, which is what's being considered by many in the legal field to be a conservative-leaning court and is a favorable draw for those who are challenging the mandate cases. But around the nation, stuff's happening, man. I mean, there's more states out there that are challenging the other versions of the mandates. Here's one that came off of the Associated Press reporting out of New Orleans. There's a second set of states that have filed a federal lawsuit challenging the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. You know, that's the one that the Biden administration says, if your healthcare facility, if your healthcare employer takes part in Medicaid or Medicare, bam, you got to get a vaccine. They're just finding all kinds of ways to try and get in there. Well, a multitude of states have now filed, 12 states led by Louisiana filed suit against it. There's another suit, by the way, that Alabama's in. So this is and we also have a group based in Missouri. So now we got multiple So we have the one in the Fifth Circuit. We have the one in the 11th Circuit. We're all over the place. Okay, so looking at it, though, there's things that are happening in other parts of the nation. And I'm going to cover a few of these. Some of them are even affecting our military, and there's some new stuff coming out about that. So are there body blows? Yes. Are there still things we got to deal with? Yes. But Copper, let's move to a break. When I get back, I'll give you the final rundown on what I believe are some body blows to the Biden mandates. Oh, man. I mean, it's an ongoing battle. It's not going away soon. What I love, is that people are stepping up and getting in the fray left and right, even right here in Alabama, suing the companies. And in the case of FabArk with the Center for Law and Liberty, it's a company suing on behalf of its employees. How about that? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, winding up the day here. Let me tell you real quickly, though, about my friends at National Christian Foundation. National Christian Foundation, this is what Charlene and I use to streamline our giving. It's a pretty amazing deal, really. I mean, so National Christian Foundation, you know how it is when you, like, if you're like me or us, you support your church or some charities and you do some of those every month, you have to write all the separate checks. Or for that matter, you've got a windfall and you'd like to get a tax deduction in place right then, but you're not sure where you want to give it yet. Well, any number of those situations like that, you just put the money into National Christian Foundation. They set up an account in your name. They manage it like a portfolio. And whenever you're ready, you just tell them, hey, send the checks here, here, here. And they do. They do it for you. They mail the checks out. But what happens is this. The moment you give to National Christian Foundation, they themselves are a 501c3, and they are managing those funds for you, but you get the immediate benefit of the tax deduction. And at the end of the year, even though you may have given to 15 different charitable organizations, you only have one piece of paper for your taxes. How cool is that? All of it run with godly principles. The Bradfords who run it here in Alabama are amazing people. So check them out. In Alabama, their website is ncfgiving.com/Alabama. ncfgiving.com/Alabama for the National Christian Foundation. All right. Hey, listen, Copper, do you have a caller? What was that call a minute ago? Having a question about something.
Oh, yeah. She was wondering if you knew anything about the Texas race for attorney general. Apparently, there's a congressman running who has strange ideas about the border.
Well, you know, okay, so I don't know about strange ideas about the border. So that would have to be Representative Louie Gohmert, G-O-H-M-E-R-T. And Representative Gohmert has been a pretty staunch conservative. You know, Democrats and liberals don't like him. Representative Gohmert has been one of those who's spoken out against the whole idea that January 6th was an insurrection and the way that we've treated people who were arrested. I do know those. He speaks at CPAC. I mean, he's not a lightweight. He's a true conservative from what I understand. Now, I don't follow his career, you know, detailed. But he's running against Ken Paxton, who is the current attorney general, who has also been pretty solid, and Paxton has been endorsed by Trump, is my understanding. So it's a weird deal. I mean, looks like I'm seeing two conservatives running. It may be that Gohmert's tired of being in D.C., but does not want to stop serving his state. So I don't have any more to give you than that. It's a pretty full race. Ken Paxton has drawn several challengers for a primary, one of which is a member of the Bush family. And then you've got Gohmert, and you've got somebody else whose name escapes me at the moment. But anyway, that's what I know for right now. So, hey, as I wind this up, let me just tell you, lawsuits being filed everywhere. KEPR-TV in Richland, Washington, of all places, 300 employees from a plant called Hanford have all filed suit together, joined together, fighting to preserve their jobs because of the mandates. Yes. How about in Arizona? I'm looking at an article on the Arizona Republic. Public safety unions are joining Arizona's lawsuit after Phoenix announces its own vaccine requirements. So there in the city of Phoenix, the unions representing police officers and firefighters have joined in a lawsuit protesting the vaccine mandates that the city of Phoenix is trying to enforce, and they're joining with their Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. That's big doings. Another body blow for the Biden mandates. How about this one? News 4 out of Jacksonville. News 4 out of Jacksonville, Florida. A federal judge quickly rejected Florida's request to block a Biden administration requirement that workers at hospitals, nursing homes, and other health be vaccinated against COVID-19. So the judge there refused to block a healthcare vaccination rule, and yet they did pass state laws. So I believe in that particular case, we saw a setback for the fight against the mandates. However, the fight went on with state law being put in place. How about this? The Army beginning to force out soldiers. This story came off of, where did I get this one? Defense One magazine. Army begins forcing out soldiers who refuse the COVID vaccine, including guardsmen. New policy bars unvaccinated soldiers from reenlistment and promotions. But at the same time, the body blow recently was the Oklahoma National Guard says they will not be enforcing a mandate against their soldiers. I'm just telling you, folks, the fight is ongoing. But it's a fight. It's a knuckle-dragging fight. Teeth and hair are flying right now, and there have been some body blows against the Biden mandates. All right, coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin, taking the air right after I get off. And folks, I'm telling you, I love doing what I do. It's an honor to have this platform, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. You guys have a great night.